Well, let's talk about the sightline area of the website, which has been very successful for you. And I don't know whether it's seen as reputation enhancing or just a manifestation of your transparency and openness. But let's talk about what made you decide to do it. What were the sort of underlying thoughts?
There was a couple of things. I think we'd... I'm a man of a certain age where a lot of this is not second nature to me. So I leave that to my nieces and nephews and my children to sort of master some of the more where people now get information from. And there's a generational shift going on about the use of the web, and we're I'm slightly sort of caught up in the wave. But it's really the power of it all is behind me, and it's the next generation coming through who are. Yeah, that we're having to target. We want them to be employees, or we want them, they're going to be making customer-based decisions around us. But so we were always alive to the power of the website, and we were alive that there were trends going on. I mean, we've been doing Sightline for just over a year. There was trends. There was lots of companies starting to do blogs. Blogs didn't feel right to us. Blogs, to be relevant, blogs have to be regular. There has to be... they have to be well written, and they have to be of people that people want to listen to. Well,
with something to say.
Yeah, with something to say. It's very hard for us to make a commitment or expect our directors, who people want to hear from, to make that sort of commitment.
Yep.
And you would just end up with something ghostwritten, more than likely. And that just didn't feel right. That didn't feel like that was right for us. So a member of my team had this idea that where we felt strongly about an issue, whether there was a debate going on in the industry, that it might be that we should come up with an opinion piece on it that gives our opinion. Now, as a quoted company, it's not always easy to get those opinions out there if you haven't got some formal route of doing it. You can't guarantee that the press are going to want to write about your opinion on it, because they'd say, well, if I write about your opinion, I have to write on three other companies' opinions on that. So you can't guarantee it. But we just felt it was a good way of going on the record about issues that were meant something to us or meant something to the industry. And that's where it came from. I think the other key discipline about it is it's got to be short, it's got to be relevant, it's got to be written in a way that most people can understand. So it can't be full of jargon, which is a real corporate sin, and we're as guilty of this as anybody else. So it does bring a real discipline, and actually it's been much more of a discipline than we thought it would be, and it's been a bit harder to do some of them than we thought it would be. There's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, as you know, it takes a brave person to go back to your chief exec and say, I just don't think anyone will understand that, so you need to rewrite. So it's been really good from that aspect, but we haven't done that many because we only want where we can add value, where we can add something to the debate is the only reason we do it. And it's funny, I've been chatting recently with my team about what are the next topics that we think there's a touch point people want to hear about, and we've got a few bubbling along, but nothing that's really out there that we have to do something soon.
And how easy was it to sell upwards?
It was remarkably easy, actually. It was easier than I thought. If you take from the point that look around and there's blogs which would have been impossible to sell and we didn't want to do, it was more we just felt that there was a gap where we should be having an opinion, we should be adding to some of the debate, and it was a natural way of doing it. But we presented it upwards with some strict rules about what the sorts of topics we would talk about and those that we wouldn't, and the sort of sign-off agreement about identifying a topic and then taking it forward. So it was very easy to sell it because the thought had gone into it rather than it just being a vague idea and say we would do that. And it was actually refreshing for me as somebody who works with the board and the senior team, in that they got it straight away and they got why some of the rules were important.
And who came up with the topics? Your team or the exec, or a mixture of both?
It's a bit of both. I mean, we tend to, as a team, as you'd expect, we tend to sit there. I have investor relations in the team. We have media in the team. So we can see what the topics are that, as modern terminology says, trending, or what the issues are. Or we know from chatting to the journalists what are the topics that they're trying to get a better understanding of. So we tend to have it. And the board tend to have a view on what it is they want to have an opinion on. I often use this debate. We're the biggest company in the sector, so we're the biggest commercial property company in the UK. So we're the leader, really. Leaders, to be perceived as the leader, you have to act like the leader. And leaders aren't afraid of having opinions. Leaders aren't afraid of taking a counter view to a prevailing thought. And therefore, Sightline allows us to do that sometimes. Mm. And therefore, as you would expect when you've got very bright people leading the company, sometimes they do have a view of what they want.
Damn them.
The difficult conversation we've never had is when somebody says, I'd like to do one, and we say, no, it's too boring. But we haven't got there yet, but I'm sure we will.
And did you consider any other options for different styles of presenting it? Or?
Yeah, I don't think we'd rule out that it could be a talk piece, you know, a very short interview. So I don't think we'd rule that out, or maybe a little film, but I think, you know, you're taking it into a whole new area there, and a talk piece and a film still have to meet the basic credentials. They've got to be relevant, they've got to be interesting, they've got to have something to say, and they've got to be short. And it's hard enough doing that on words as it is to think then about the pictures and that go with it. But I wouldn't rule it out. I think that would be a natural development for it, especially as technology with flip cameras and everything gets better and better.
Yeah, and just I think the quality of doing it yourself or doing it with a member of the team is driving down costs and making it easier to do. We'll just see more of it. And how much effort did it take as far as for each research piece?
I think...
Or is that how long is a piece of string?
Well, it is a bit. I mean, of the topics we've done, some are very close to the director's heart and they can be done very quickly. The first one we did was our chief executive did one about a very particular topic in the industry around the structure of companies within it and whether they should behave more like overseas property companies under the REIT model or whether they should be more like more traditional UK property companies, which was a big debate January last year. And it takes a little bit of time on something like that because don't forget, these topics... You might write them last January, but if you write them well and you think about them properly, these are views that you're going to hold for a length of time. You're not going to flip-flop on them. And as the chief exec said to me during that process, it actually it's a really good discipline to make you think exactly what it is you want to say and get the words down. So they can take a little bit of time because words are at a premium. You have to be short and sharp, and that can be difficult sometimes on difficult topics. But it's interesting, I mean, we did one last April on creditor voluntary arrangements, which are CVAs, which are a way of restructuring businesses use. And that still gets quoted today. A year on, it's still being quoted in the press, and we still refer people to it. If they ask us around this issue, we say, well, we've actually talked about this issue last year, and it still holds. So that gets a lot of, you see that again. Getting a lot, so you do need to take time on them. And my view is, if they're worth doing, they're worth putting out when they're ready, not rushing to meet a deadline.
Yeah. And did you promote them at all, or did you just launch them on the site and see what people thought and how they reacted?
There's a little bit of promotion. I mean, if when we did the first one, we talked to some people we knew about it and that said we were doing it, and one journalist we knew. Who we'd bounced the idea off to see what he felt were the relevant issues out there, so we understood. And he was very interested in just taking it and putting it in as an opinion piece in his trade paper. So we did that. Then the second one we did on.
And you what? That was a co. co
no, well, we did it as a sight line, and he said, "Can I use that sight line?" And we said, "Yes." And he obviously had to edit it to fit in his space, so he just ran that by us.
Yeah.
And that's happened with a few of them, actually. They've been done with that. One or two have stimulated a debate or an opinion piece. So we don't actively do it as a press promotion, but we do send it to people who we think would be interested. If they want to use it, we're happy for them to use it. It's public information.